How many of you here like to feel that you're a part of something important but bigger than yourself? Is that a couple of hands? The rest of you, you guys awake? You had your coffee? I think at some level we all want to feel that, you know, that we're important, that we're part of something. Some people that they may have changed the terminology now, but they used to call type A personalities, tend to make their own plans, make very detailed plans, you know, plans to start a company, to be very successful. And, you know, they work very hard at executing those plans. Some of us maybe don't like to plan so much here and there, or, you know, say, well, I'll just hang around and wait and see if somebody else will tap me on the shoulder, maybe one of my friends, say, hey, I got this great plan. You want to come with me? You want to be part of my plan? We'll go through this together. So sometimes we attach ourselves to other people's plans. But in any case, it gives us some idea, you know, of where we want to go. My guess is that St. Paul was probably a type A personality. In the reading today, which is an introduction to one of his letters, he describes himself first, right off the bat, as a slave of Jesus Christ. So my suspicion is, you know, he had all kinds of plans. We heard about some of the things he was doing before God called him to be an apostle. And you know, he was very enthusiastic about enforcing, you know, the Jewish faith and the Jewish traditions. But once he encountered Jesus and saw what God's plan was, he gave up his plan, or completely subjected his plan to God's plan. And, you know, we now have all kinds of stories about how that played out. And thank God he did. I mean, as the apostle of the Gentiles, that's us. You know, he made sure that the church understood and the world understood the importance of everyone, you know, being in God's family and joining God's plan. In that first reading, we had Ahaz really being asked by the Lord, or told by the Lord, to ask for a sign. What kind of sign was he looking for? I mean, all of the chosen people then were longing for their Messiah, longing for their Savior. That was, had thousands of years of longing for the Messiah. So he was saying, what kind of sign do you want that you're going to receive what you long for, the Messiah? And he was a little, you know, he was really afraid, or he didn't want to be presumptuous. So he didn't want to say, you know, write it in the sky or whatever. So Isaiah said, okay, God's going to give you a sign, and it's going to be a very recognizable sign, and that is a virgin will be with child, and, you know, God will come to us that way, and he will be called Emmanuel. So, you know, we have God saying, ask for signs. Now, if we're executing a plan, whether it's ours or God's, we need feedback. If doing, you know, what we think is the right thing is of any value, then we expect it to make a difference. And as an engineer, I've designed control systems, and one of the theories of designing a closed-loop control system is, you know, you kind of input into the system to get it to go where you want, but then you have feedback. You get signs or signals back to you to show you, yep, I'm going in the right direction. I'm getting there fast. You know, maybe slow down a little bit. Go a little to the left, a little to the right. But you need that feedback to hit the target. And God knows that. He knows that we need feedback. He doesn't deny it to us. He wants to give it to us. Like he told Ahaz, ask for a sign. So, you know, part of the message there is, number one, if you've got plans, great. God wants you to use your ability to plan, but look or seek God's plan and then couple your plan to his. Either totally subject it the way Paul did, or look at what you want to do and say, oh, that's what I want to do, but God's telling me this, so I'm going to shift my priorities a little bit. You don't have to completely throw your plans out the window, and you'll, as you make adjustments because God takes you someplace you didn't expect, you'll, you know, it's not necessarily plan B, but you'll adjust your plans. I mean, that's part of your capabilities as a human being. And God will then always show you how you're doing. So especially when you sign into God's plans, look up, expect Him to give you signs of progress, signs of, you know, going off in the weeds, because He will. He respects you and I too much to keep us in the dark. He doesn't want to keep us in the dark. He wants to show us how we're doing. So, he showed the whole world and us about the Messiah coming. The Messiah has come now, so we know that. And we know in that gospel story that, Joseph had a plan. He had a plan to marry Mary, and then he had a plan to divorce her when, she became a suspect woman. But God gave him feedback in the form of a dream, an angel saying, "Joseph, no, here's what's really going on here." So at that point, Joseph recognized a different plan. He recognized God's plan, and he embraced it. And we know how that played out. And every one of us has an important piece of God's plan. Joseph's was important, Paul's was important, but yours or mine, none of ours are any less important. You know, I think we let ourselves off the hook sometimes saying, "Oh, who am I? You know, yeah, maybe God has a plan for me, but what difference does it make?" It makes a huge difference. And the only way we discover how important our piece is, if we say, "God, okay, I'm going to buy in." Like in our responsorial psalm today, let the Lord in. We have to choose to let Him in. And, you know, I got kids coming. They started coming yesterday. I've got 8, and I think 6 of them and their families are coming for some time during Christmas. And they started yesterday, and they'll be today. You let them in. But at some point, you say, okay, at some point they're going to go home. And you go, it's going to, you know, be a relief when they do. Let God in, and He's not going to go home. When God comes in, then He is home. So it's different in that regard. So let Him in. Say, "Okay, God, show me Your plan. Do Your best to follow it. Look for the signs of how that's going, how you're doing, and you'll have a wonderful Christmas, and you'll have a wonderful life. And God will never leave, because you know His name is Emmanuel, God with you." May God bless you.